I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The window to be a mayoral candidate has yet to open. However, several names have come forward hinting a potential campaign for the June 26 by-election. Since former Mayor John Tory's surprising resignation on February 10th, and his official last day on the 17th, there has been some speculation of who will throw their name into the election again. Deputy Mayor Jennifer McKelvey called the upcoming election one of the city's biggest and most important. Toronto had its election in October and is only in the fifth month of the current term. Runner-up in the previous election, Jill Penaloza, confirmed his intention to run again. Penaloza gained 18% of the vote in the previous election. If elected, Penaloza indicated on Twitter that he will not rely on the strong mayor system, and instead hopes to gain at least half of the council's approval on bills.
We must solve the housing crisis, but also create a great Toronto, and both are doable. One, we must allow people in the neighborhoods to divide their houses in 2, 3, 4 units, and also add ADUs. That could give us 150,000 units. The big density is along all of the public transit corridors where we should allow to densify between 6 and 12 stories. That can give us 1.2 million units. And also we have 30 power centers that we could densify, master plan 300,000 units. And in publicly owned land, we could do 100,000 units. Altogether is 1.7 million units. We need 10% of those by 2030 and another 10% of those by 2050. We could do it with trees and sidewalks and parks and schools and libraries. We must do the neighborhood city.
Former City Councilor Robert Davis said he will run for mayor when nominations open. Davis told CP24 in an exclusive interview that he wants to run to help make the city cleaner, safer, and kinder. He said Toronto and its council has to get back to providing the services that residents have come to expect. Davis called himself a fiscal conservative, and one of his first objectives is to restructure public transit. Controversial conspiracy theorist and social media personality Chris Sky announced during a rally outside of Queen's Park that he intends to run for mayor as well. Sky continues to be one of the leading voices in opposing COVID-19 vaccines and lockdown protocols during the height of the pandemic.
And I remembered myself saying many times on video that I would do everything in my power to stop kids from suffering. And when I looked at her in the eye, I couldn't even say that to her because I knew I could run and I could change things. And she is the reason that today I am going to announce that I fully intend to run from there on Toronto.
City councilors who have expressed interest in possibly running include Josh Matlow, Stephen Holliday, and Brad Bradford. Matlow was Tory's most vocal critic in council and continues to voice his opposition against the strong mayor system. Bradford was endorsed by Tory in the October election, and he's considered the ideological successor to the former mayor. Former University Rosedale councillor Mike Layden announced on Twitter that he would not seek a nomination. Layden wrote in a statement that he was urged by many to consider running, but decided not to so that he can be a more present father to his young children. Layden cited the same reason to not run for re-election in October. The nomination window opens for candidates on April 3rd at 8 a.m. Nominations will close on Friday, May 12th at 2 p.m. Advance voting will take place Thursday, June 8th to Tuesday, June 13th. Finally, the by-election will be held on Monday, June 26th. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.